Why haven't you seen that new movie, Constipated?
I don't know why.
Because it hasn't come out yet.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Mayim, done by Brave Combo and Kathy Fink and Marcy Markser from a CD called All Wound Up, A Family Music Party. Good morning. You are tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. I am Katie Stone, back at the helm here. I had a graduation last weekend of my own little Eli. Longtime listeners of the Children's Hour know that Eli was my first co-host, and he started when he was 3 years old. A compulsive button pusher, and now he's a graduate and just doing great. And congratulations to all the graduates out there. Well, hey, we have a whole studio full of people. Let's start over here and say hello. Who are you? Hello, good morning, everybody. Hello.
Hello, I'm Liliana.
Hello, I'm Haley.
Hi, I'm Leela.
Good morning, I'm Kaya.
Hi, my name is Aaron Keck.
Good morning, I'm Sienna.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
Good morning, I'm Julia.
Hello, everybody. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're going to be talking with Erin Keck, who's in the studio with us. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. She's the educator. All right, water. Did anybody use water this morning in any way?
Yes.
To do what?
Drink.
Wash hands, drink.
Brush my teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drink.
Somebody brushed their teeth. Good for you. Yeah. How about, did you wake up and go to the bathroom? Yes?
Yes.
Do we tell this on the radio? So you probably used water there, too, if I'm not correct. Yes? Water there? Yes? We are talking about water because it's Aaron Keck's job to help explain to all of us where do we get our water from, and then after our water is done, let's think about it the polite way. When we do our dishes in the sink and we drain our dishes, that goes to the same place as when you flush your toilet.
Yuck.
Gross.
But no, it has to go somewhere. You don't want that to just, like, be in your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, ew. I guess.
It has to go somewhere, and it has to... I mean, what would a city do with that much wastewater, we'll call it? What would a city do? We're going to find out what does our city do. And you're going to find out something that may shock you, or it may blow your mind, which is that... you can actually swim in the water that once you flushed down the toilet. The kids, you should see their faces. Like, no one has. They're looking like.
That's gross.
We're going to help you see that it's not gross. Really? Have any of you ever thought about this before?
Sort of. Well, once I read an article that like a city in Colorado does it, I think.
Yeah.
Not Colorado.
California?
Yeah, California.
Their wastewater?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about this? The wastewater?
No.
Where the water comes from?
Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I've always wondered, where do we get our water? Where does it go? Where is it coming from? We're going to find out everything here on the Children's Hour today. And we're also going to talk with Aaron Keck about how listeners can get their own deep exploration of this subject. No matter your age, no matter if you're a teacher of little tiny kids or a teacher of big kids or an adult, you too can get a lot of education from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. And all of that is part of what we pay for in our water bill. So anyway, this is the Children's Hour. Does anybody have any big news? Liliana, you have braces. I don't remember that. That's pretty cool.
I've had them for a while.
Wow, they look good.
Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else? Big news? No big news? Summer? Summer? Everybody
summer.
Silent?
Yay!
Summer.
Yay.
Summer. Summer. Well, in the meantime, I thought we might go this way. And we'll be back with Aaron Keck from the ABCWUA right here on the Children's Hour. Follow us on Facebook. We are posting interesting information this morning. We're at KUNM Kids. This is from a CD called About Water, Leonie Jensen and Isaline Callister.
Running, streaming water.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. We're thinking about water. Water is Life is the name of that song by Leonie Jansen and Iseline Callister. And here in Albuquerque, we rely upon the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority to handle everything related to our water utility. That's the water coming in to your tap and the water going out through your drains. And in the studio with us is Erin Keck. She's the educator at ABCWUA. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you. Well, of course, there's lots of questions in the studio, and let's start with this one.
When we turn on our tap, where does the water come from?
Good question. So up until 2009, all of Albuquerque's drinking water was coming from the aquifer underground, because at that time we thought that we had this almost limitless supply of water under our city. But we have discovered since that that water, not only did we have much less than we originally thought, but that we were diminishing that supply much faster than it could be replenished with annual rainfall. So starting in 2009, we began to use river water as well. And so now when you turn on your tap, you get a mixture. Depending on the time of year, it's roughly half water from the aquifer underground and half coming from the Rio Grande River.
How do you clean the water that comes from the river?
Great question. So we have a diversion channel near Alameda where we divert that water to our drinking water treatment facility, which is located kind of near REI. Do you guys know where that is?
Yeah.
And it goes through a whole process. We start with just allowing some of the heavier sediment to settle out. Then we add chemicals that help form or flocculate the water so that we can remove larger particles. It goes through reverse osmosis filtration and ozone treatment so that by the time it gets to your tap, it is nice and clean.
Wow. Interesting.
How much water do we use?
Another great question. So we have made tremendous progress here in Albuquerque. Back in the 1980s, people were using over 250 gallons of water per day, per person on average. And we have dropped that down to about 127 gallons per day.
Wow, that is amazing. That's just by conservation.
Yes, I like to think our education program has helped with that. We also offer rebates for people to get rid of their old toilets and replace them with low-flow toilets. We've done a lot with encouraging people to xeriscape their yards.
Do you offer rebates for xeriscape? Anybody? No?
Anyone know what xeriscaping means?
No, they did. I don't know.
So essentially it means removing grass or plants that require a lot of water and putting in plants that are better suited to this landscape, so desert plants that don't require as much water.
What's so incredible about that is it's all through just conservation efforts that we've reduced our water use.
Exactly. And our new water plan, which has just been approved by our board, which is called Water 2120, is hoping to even further those conservation efforts. Our new goal is to get that number down to 110 gallons per person per day.
Wow. So give us just one little, do you know these little stats? Like when we flush the toilet, which we'll talk about where that goes in a little bit, but when that's clean water, that was filtered and
clean
water.
It is clean water. All of the water that is sent to your house from the drinking water treatment plant is clean water. So whether it comes out your faucet, it comes out your hose, it goes to your toilet, all of that water is clean. It comes from the same pipe.
So how many gallons? So if we're talking 110 gallons per household is our goal, how many gallons does it say a flush of a toilet use?
Great. So older toilets use 3 to 5 gallons per flush, and the toilet is actually the biggest water user in your house. So putting in a low-flow toilet is a great idea because most of those have two buttons, right? One for a small flush and one if you need a bigger flush. And they use less than 2 gallons, sometimes as little as 1 gallon per flush.
Are there any kids in the studio here have any other suggestions for listeners about how they can conserve water and not use so much? Yeah.
Taking shorter showers.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I was so surprised you said toilets were the most. I would have thought showers would be more than toilets.
No, toilet is the biggest in the house. But in general, if you look at all of the water that we pump to your homes, most of it is actually used outside in your yard.
Wow. Yeah, please, Julia. Any other suggestions for how to conserve water?
Not leaving the sink on while you brush your teeth.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How much does that use if you don't, if you let it flow and flow? Does it just depend on the faucet?
It depends on the faucet, but there are also aerators now that you can put on your faucets that will help really reduce that flow.
Yeah.
So for ways you could even, like, recycle water, you can take your water after you've, like, rinsed your lettuce and stuff, and you can pour that on your plants in your yard. And you can also do that with the same as, like, fish tank water.
Wow. I never thought about that.
Excellent.
Good. All of these conservation ideas are being played out all over our city and all over our state in order to conserve water. Because do we have a limitless amount of water here?
Absolutely not. So that's why we have this very progressive new water management plan. And if things go according to schedule, we're hoping to not diminish the aquifer at all in the next 100 years. So that's really important because I like to think of the aquifer as like our savings bank of water, which we can rely on in times of extreme drought. And for the first time in 20 years, we're seeing the levels of water in the aquifer going up rather than down. So it's risen in some places as much as 27 inches.
That's wonderful because it was just sinking and sinking. And so really what you're saying is ultimately we are really getting our drinking water from our tap after it's gone through all your filtering processes.
Yes.
We are ultimately getting it from rain, snow, and what's – that's got to be it, right? Rain and snow, really, our
right.
water system. I mean, ultimately, we're really drinking that.
Well, the water in the aquifer has been collecting there for thousands of years, really since the last ice age, but we are just depleting it much faster than it could be replenished from annual rainfall.
And the river water, you aren't always on river water. We're not always using the river water because sometimes that river is really low, like in September and August of last year. Gosh, it was so low.
Right. The amount of river water that we can use varies quite a bit from day to day and season to season. And there are a whole bunch of people involved in that process of deciding how much we're able to take from the river each day. And then we have to return that water back to the river after we clean it at our wastewater treatment plant.
Erin Keck is from the Albuquerque Bernalillo Water Utility Authority. And, you know, Erin, I'd love to talk with you more about that other half.
Sure.
What happens when we flush and what happens when we go down the drain and how do you return the water to the river?
Let's do it.
But we're going to play this instead. This
okay.
is we're going to come back to you. Erin Keck
okay.
is from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, and she's in our studio to talk to us about our water systems. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. And, well, this is just something we wanted to play.
I'll rise to the sky from the sea below. Men down to the ground as rain and snow.
I represent the movement of water, that's my purpose, whether on, above, or below the earth's surface. In the continuous cycle, my work's never done, cause I'm driven by energy from the sun. I travel through the sea, through the air, through the ground. You could say that water really gets around, but in fact, most water's just chilling in the oceans. Only a small fraction is really in motion at any given time, but yo, that's the way it goes. When we're studying the voyages of H2O, in the cycle, water changes states at various places, of three states being ice, liquid, and water vapor. But this cycle strays from the norm, cause through the process water still keeps the same structural form. While other cycles involve chemical change, water may change states, but its structure stays the same. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. So when water transforms from liquid to gas and rises up into the atmosphere, that's evaporation, a process made possible by energy from the sun, also known as solar radiation. And when this water vapor in the sky reforms into liquid water droplets, that's condensation. And when this water falls back down to the earth as rain, snow, hail, and sleet, that's precipitation. Plants have their own type of evaporation through their stomata, which is called transpiration, though collectively the term used for transpiration plus
plus our other evaporation is evapotranspiration. Two more terms to add to your collection. The movement of water through the air is advection. And speaking of keeping it moving, understand that runoff is water flowing across the land. I rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Rise to the sky from the sea below, then down to the ground as rain and snow. I keep it moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle. Moving, moving, cause I'm the water cycle.
Yeah, that is the song of the water cycle song. It's by SaveTheWater.org, and you can find out more about how you can save the water by going to SaveTheWater.org. In the studio with us today here on the Children's Hour, it's me, Katie Stone, a whole bunch of kids. We could all say hi. Hi.
Hi.
And then also our friend Erin Keck. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. And I loved hearing all about how the water comes out of our tap and where do you get it from. But the kids are full of lots and lots of questions for you, and I'll let them take it away.
Where does it go?
Okay, so the dirty water that goes down your drain or down your toilet goes through the sewer lines, which is another set of pipes underground, and it's carried to the wastewater treatment plant, which is located down in the South Valley, and that's where we clean your wastewater. We clean over 50 million gallons of wastewater every single day, and that means that the poop from every single person in Albuquerque, over 600,000 people, is delivered to that facility.
That stinks.
It stinks.
Please.
What happens to the stuff you filter out of the water?
Okay, so that wastewater, when it comes to us, is comprised of three things. It's actually mostly water. So the water, once we filter that out, gets returned to the river. There's also trash, which is stuff that really shouldn't be there in the first place. And we get all kinds of funny things coming down the lines when it comes to trash. There was an older gentleman whose false teeth got flushed down the toilet.
Ew.
And he requested that we stop the treatment process that day and look for his false teeth. We get cell phones and bandages and toys and wrappers. And that stuff is all stuff that really doesn't belong there. So everybody out there can help us out by not flushing anything down your toilet except toilet paper, right, and pee and poop. But the trash just gets treated like your trash at home. We have big dump trucks that come every day and pick up our trash. 3 to 5 big dump trucks take that trash to the landfill. The only difference is our trash is covered in poop, so we have to bury it under the soil. And lastly, the sludge. That's what you guys really want to know about, right? We call poop sludge. Sludge is basically food or used to be food. So that's food that you either washed off your plates or food that's traveled through your digestive system. And the sludge eventually becomes compost that we can use as fertilizer.
Incredible. Here, you're using that fertilizer here in Albuquerque?
We are on parks down in the valley. Many farmers will purchase our compost. It gets taken out to our soil amendment facility, which is out on the west side near Double Eagle Airport, and it goes through further treatment there before it gets sold to the public. Whatever we don't sell to the public is buried on our land out there at that facility.
I want to talk to you more about how you process the poop, but I wanted to first play a little piece that we did yesterday. We went out and did the tour, and we'll talk more about that too.
Sure.
But I wanted to play this for you so you could hear a little bit. And in the kids in the studio, I'm going to pop off my microphone so you can hear this too. Madeline and Jude went with me down to the what we call the poop factory, although who knows, maybe that's in your bathroom is actually the poop factory. But this is, how do we process all that? And we went down and we watched every single stage of what was going on. And this little section of the processing is where there's a giant series of lights that are shining into the almost clean water. It's the last step. And here's how Madeline described it.
The water is clear. I think there's a light underneath it, so it looks like really bright water.
Like light, light color blue.
water right here. It's the Betsa's lights. It's a, yeah. Actually, it's a little spring.
Wow. Whoa, pretty interesting there, huh? So you have all of these different pools, and that Jude and Madeline were describing that this one pool that was the very last pool, it really did look like a swimming pool. It is so clean. You
yes.
would never believe that that was the water that was at the first pools. And in this two-hour tour, we started with the dirtiest of the dirty. And you just cannot believe it that it
exactly.
Gets
they
to
were
that
describing
stage.
The last step of the treatment process, which is where we pass the water under a row of ultraviolet bulbs. And the UV rays, what they do essentially, they don't kill off bacteria or viruses, but they scramble their DNA. So because they have such a short life cycle, by the time that water reaches the river, if there were any remaining viruses or bacteria in the river, they would have died off and would no longer be able to harm us. And that water does have a really beautiful, light, greenish-blue color. You feel like you're in the Caribbean or the Bahamas.
Wow. Erin Keck is the educator at the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. You all really went for the long acronym
there,
ABC.
Well, we often just call it the Water Authority now. It's much simpler, so feel free to use that.
ABCWUA, and hang on. Well, hang in there with us. We have more to ask you, Erin Keck. And you, take it away.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9. KUNM and KUNM.org, live and local from the University of New Mexico.
You're tuned to the Children's Hour right here on KUNM. We're going to come right back with Erin Keck, the educator at the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, in just a second. This is Jonathan Lithgow.
I wake in the sewer, it's a very hard job. You know they won't hire just any old slab. You don't have to wear a tie or a coat. You just have to know how to float. We sing the song of the sewer. Of the sewer, we sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things are rolling along. Hey, Bruce, come on out here. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
I wake down a manhole with a guy named Bruce, and we are in charge of all the refuse. He lets me go first while he holds the lid. I'm telling you, what a sweet kid. We sing the song of the sewer. Ba-ba! The sewer, we sing this song. Hop, hop, hop. Together we stand with shovel in hand. They keep things a rolling along.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
A funny thing happened to Bruce yesterday. The tide came along, he got carried away. He come up in Jersey, but it's okay now, 'cause that's where he lives anyhow. We sing the song of the sewer.
We sing the song
of the sewer. We sing this song. Together we stand with shovel in hand to keep things rolling along.
Boop-a-doop, boop-a-doop, boop-a-doop.
My father, he worked in a sewer uptown. I followed his footsteps and worked my way down. That's how I began in this here industry. I just kind of fell into it. Lucky me.
We sing the song of the sewer.
We sing the song
of the sewer. We sing this song. Together we stand with shovel.
Keep things rolling along.
Let's start inside. Let's start inside. And do not blush.
And do not blush.
We'll think of things. We should not blush.
We should not blush.
Let's start inside and do not blush. We'll think of things. We should not blush. Don't flush your toys.
Don't flush your toys.
Iguanas too.
Iguanas too.
Don't like to travel
like
with your poo.
With your poo.
Don't flush your toys. Goes in there.
In the storm drains.
It's not cleaned down.
It's not cleaned down.
It flows into,
it flows into
the Rio Grande.
The Rio Grande.
What goes in there is not cleaned down. It flows into the Rio Grande. Pick up your trash.
Pick up your trash.
And your dog's poop.
And your dog's poop.
Or rain will lag. Just like a scoop.
Just like a scoop.
Pick up your trash and your dog's.
That's actually a song produced by the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, and Should Not Flush is the name of that. We Are Waterwise is the name of their educational CD, and I'm pretty sure any old teacher can get that.
Yes, we have a lot of resources available on our website for students, teachers, adults, anyone who's interested.
In fact, you offer tours to anyone.
Yes, so we have free tours available for that wastewater treatment plant. And I probably run two or three tours a week. So you are welcome to email me and join a tour anytime.
What's your email?
EKECK, which is E-K-E-C-K, at abcwua.org.
Great. And now, this song brought up a question here in the studio. And yeah, please.
Do you ever get alligators?
There are no alligators in the sewer lines. That is an urban myth because there's sulfuric acid in those lines. And that is formed when hydrogen sulfide mixes with water. So nothing can breathe down there. If our operators need to go down into the big pipes, they have to wear oxygen masks. So nothing can live in those lines except Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, of course.
Okay.
But they have superpowers.
So no alligators.
No alligators. But we did have an iguana and a parrot come through the lines. And since we know that nothing can live down there for long, they must have gotten in really close to our
treatment facility because they
survived. And they are now someone's pet.
Wow.
Yes.
That is like the classic fear that you're taking a bath and an alligator comes crawling up the drain.
That's not going to happen.
That's my classic fear, I guess. Anyone on the Children's Hour knows I really can't stand alligators. Even though we visited with them from the zoo, it did not.
No, they're massive and scary.
They were in our studio.
Yeah, actually, right where you're sitting, there were alligators, just to say.
In a cooler.
In a cooler.
Wow.
Well, they were in somebody's lap, actually. Yeah, no, we didn't allow the full-size alligators.
They wouldn't fit in here.
Crocodile Dundee came with a crocodile. So you're tuned to the Children's Hour. We're talking to Erin Keck. She's the educator at the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. When I went there, you showed us the water coming in. It's really gross. It smells terrible. And then it goes from these giant, like almost million gallon or more tanks to another million gallon or more tank to another million. It just keeps going from tank to tank to tank.
Yes.
And then ultimately it ends up in that one that looks like the swimming pool that's so clean. What is happening at each one of these tanks that's enabling you to clean the water so, so well? And then you're actually putting it back in the Rio Grande. It's that clean.
So yes.
What happens tank to tank to tank? How does that happen?
Sure. I'd be happy to describe that. So the first thing that happens is the water passes through these big bar screens, and that's where we capture the trash. Then it sits in big grit chambers, and that's where we allow the heaviest grit to just naturally settle to the bottom. Then it gets pumped to primary clarifiers, and that's the first pool that you could really see because it was open. Those hold over a million gallons of water. And what's happening there is that 40% of the sludge is settling to the bottom, and we capture that sludge, which is essentially poop, right? And we send it to big digesters, which are kind of like your gut. So if you can imagine a huge stomach and intestines full of enzymes and bacteria, go ahead, ask a question.
What happens to the toilet paper?
It just gets broken down in the sludge and gets treated along with everything else. So it becomes just kind of mush there in the liquid. But the digesters have enzymes and bacteria that actually we didn't introduce. They come from your gut. So when you poop, that stuff, the bacteria and enzymes from your stomachs, travels with your poo along the sewer lines to our digesters, and we keep them at 98 degrees, just like your body temperature, so that those bacteria can continue to break down the food for us.
That's just incredible. You don't actually add bacteria?
That's right. It all comes from you. You all have trillions of bacteria in your stomachs that are doing that job for you. And so we just keep them happy so they can continue to work.
Now, in the thing that you showed us yesterday, you spoke, I was at your tour, fascinating tour, wonderful tour, cannot recommend it enough, abcwua.org. Any classroom is welcome to go.
Fourth grade and up.
Fourth grade and older, I can see why, because there's places to actually like die if you are younger and had random little three-year-olds. But you... You showed us this incredible slide that was a droplet of your untreated water, I take it, or water in the process.
Yes.
And it had these critters all over it. Talk about those.
Right. So there are three more pools. I hadn't quite gotten to that yet.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. So after the primary clarifiers, that water is sent to our basins, and those are aeration basins. And we have both water that has not very much oxygen in it. We call that anaerobic water. And we have oxygen where, water where we're bubbling in really large volumes of oxygen to create
aerobic. It looks like a big fountain, and it's the most odd place in the world that you'd think a fountain would be wanted. But this, air you're putting in is actually
helpful.
It's enabling these bacteria to breathe.
Right. And what's happening in these basins, I really like to think of them as the heart of the plant, because these microorganisms that thrive in those conditions are eating the remaining sludge out of the water for us. So we are just, again, providing optimal conditions for them to do their job. And we don't introduce them either. They just get carried in on little specks of dust by the wind, and then they thrive in this little micro ecosystem. So at this point, the sludge that remains in the water, there's 60% of the sludge left, and it's just dissolved in suspended solids in the water. And we were looking at a drop taken from one of those basins, and you can see this whole universe of cilia and paramecium and stalked ciliates, rotifers, and the most famous, which is the tardigrade or water bear. We were able to see one of those yesterday under the slide. And essentially all day long, these folks are just doing most of the work for us. They're eating the poop out of the water.
Why is the tardigrade poop okay poop?
Well, the tardigrade poop would just become part of the buffet, right, that these other critters can then eat, and it just goes around and around. But what happens is these guys eventually become really fat and old and heavy because they've gorged themselves all day long on this food, and they settle out and they die and they settle to the bottom. And then we pump the clean water to the next tank, which is called our final clarifier. And from there, the last step is the UV ray treatment.
And then really the final step is it goes from there and it goes out into the river.
That's right. And it's really quite something to see, I think. It's remarkable because that channel of water being emptied into the river. It's actually the third largest tributary to the Rio Grande. So the first is the Chama River, then the Conejos, and then our treated wastewater, which is really clean. And you can see where that clean water is mixing with, there's a really clear line where our clean water is mixing with the really silty, muddy water of the Rio Grande. Yes. You have a question.
Do the UV rays burn the bacteria?
They don't. They scramble their DNA so that they can no longer reproduce, which means once they die, then they've died off. So if there are any remaining viruses or bacteria in the water at that point, they are essentially killed off by the UV rays.
That is fascinating. You are listening to Erin Keck. She's from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. If you'd like to schedule your group for a tour, that can be any group. When I went on my tour, I was with a bunch of landscape architects. It can be any group, and it can just be you and your friends, or it just can be you. Learn about what happens after you go put things down the drain. I learned a lot from you, including things like never, never put any grease or when we're cooking our pan. You know, I don't often think about this, but if I'm frying something and then I'm just cleaning that olive oil off my pan, you know, I might, now I know I'm going to start scraping every little scrape of grease not in my drain.
That's right. Fats, oils, and grease, what we call fog, is a big problem because it clogs our lines. So when you are cooking up a batch of bacon or something like that, it's really important that you drain that grease into a can, let it cool, and then throw it into your trash can. Have any of you seen our commercials with the big elephant?
Yeah. Yeah.
Since you wouldn't put an elephant down the drain, right?
Yes.
What do you remember about the commercial?
Well, if you wouldn't put an elephant down the drain, that you wouldn't put, like, grease and other, like, fats like that.
Exactly. So it clogs your pipe. So what happens is if you continue to pour that stuff down your drain year after year, your pipes become so clogged that a lot of pressure can back up in your lines. And eventually, if your pipes become completely blocked, you could go to flush your toilet one day and everything that's been backed up and collecting in your pipes could come shooting up out of your drains.
Ew.
So there's just no place for it to go. So nobody would want for that to happen.
All the more reason to scrape your bacon grease this morning, scrape it and toss it. And Erin Keck, it was a delight having you in the studio with us today. Thank you so much for being on the Children's Hour. We learned a lot.
You are welcome. And I would encourage anyone to look at our website. We have a wonderful education program. We offer puppet shows to kids in kindergarten through second grade. We take all of the fourth graders from APS down to the river and spend a day hiking through the bosque. We also offer in-class presentations for grades 1 through 12, and then, of course, the free wastewater tours. So
fantastic. Erin Keck from the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority. Reach her, E-Keck, K-E-C-K, E-C-K-E-C-K, E-K-E-C-K, at abcwua.org. So many resources at abcwua.org. Printable and easy to use in classrooms or for kids. Colorable, and conservation's the key.
That's
we know
right.
This is the next generation that isn't going to waste our water. Thank you so much, Erin Keck, for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you for having me.
This is a little something about those incredible creatures. We've just posted something on our Facebook page at KUNM Kids about tardigrades. And if I could just say a little plug for tardigrades, they are a completely unique animal in our world. They can survive in space. They can survive with unknown number of years without air, water, food. Maybe these are the key to life on our planet. And this song is coming off of a CD called Pelican's Wee.
The shrubbery when you could have a throne. Pressure wouldn't squash me and fire couldn't burn. These are the things that I never will learn.
see me to my grave. I can live life in vacuums for years with no drink and put up with hardships more than you. Dry out, I'll shrivel and sleep for some 15 odd years. I wake up, come water, and get on with living with time in my pocket to pass by the day. Sinking. If I were a tardigrade, I'd move out from home. Why live in the shrubbery when you could have a throne? Pressure wouldn't squash me and couldn't burn. These are the things that I never will learn. These are the things I never will learn.
June 3rd is the birthday of the masterful soul, funk, gospel composer and performer Curtis Mayfield, who would have been 75 years old today. His band, The Impressions, created an album that was essentially the soundtrack of the civil rights movement. We are so lucky to have had Curtis Mayfield in our world. He created the Chicago soul sound and not only composed, but played, sang, and performed. He also produced the records of stars like Chaka Khan, the Staples Sisters, and he performed all the way through the 80s. But in 1990, a piece of lighting equipment collapsed on him while he was on stage, and it paralyzed him for the rest of his life. After that, he kept writing and releasing albums. Each one was recorded while he was lying flat on his back. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he passed away from complications related to diabetes at age 57. The last thing he recorded was with the Los Angeles band Brand Van 3000. But here he is in 1971. Happy birthday, Curtis Mayfield.
People get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. For the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. For there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready, there's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe. I believe. We're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. A true, true believe.
Thank you.
For the KUNM Kids Birthday Club. Kids in the club get a birthday greeting on the air and a gift in their mail.
Happy birthday if today is your birthday.
Happy birthday to Alexi Zeher from Albuquerque, who's turning 9 years old on Monday.
Happy birthday, Alexi.
Also from Albuquerque celebrating Tuesday, Liliana Amina Trentman Mahmoud is turning 4 years old.
Happy birthday, Liliana.
Willa Norvell and Lorena Laranaga are both from Albuquerque and both are turning 11 years old on Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Willa.
Happy birthday, Lorena.
In Edgewood, New Mexico, Abraham Malman is turning 11 years old on Wednesday.
Happy birthday, Abraham.
And on Wednesday, Jude Williams from Albuquerque is turning 9 years old.
Happy birthday, Jude.
Two KUNM kids have birthdays on Thursday. Both from Albuquerque. Ellie Sage Garcia is turning 11 years old, and Milo Loster is turning 10 years old.
Happy birthday, Ellie.
Happy birthday, Milo.
And on Friday, Oren Coors from Rio Rancho is turning 8 years old. Happy birthday, Oren.
Happy birthday to Madeline from our crew turning 11 years old.
Happy birthday, Madeline.
The KUNM Kids Birthday Club is open for kids 12 and younger.
Joining is easy. Just email kunmkids@kunm.org with your name, birthday, and mailing address.
Find our playlists, including the one from today's show, on the Children's Hour page at kunm.org.
This is KUNM and the Children's Hour. You can find so much info about us at our Facebook page at KUNM Kids. In the meantime, have a great week, and we'll catch you next week for another edition of the Children's Hour.